You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Punk Stock. In this podcast, we talk a little music, a little entrepreneurialism, and of course, stocks. Today, we'll be talking a little bit about news, not just what's hot right now, but where we find news. We'll talk print, we'll talk digital, and we'll even dive into the depths of Twitter. We're even going to talk a little TikTok and how Halloween might just come a little bit early. I do have to say before we get started that none of this is financial advice or investment ideas, so I'm not going to waste any more time. Let's get going. So what's up? Are you guys doing all right?
I'm great.
Doing pretty good.
Doing good. You have a good night of trading. I know it was kind of wild last night. We had a little late, last minute at the bell Kodak experience.
Another one.
Terrible way to rest your head at night. You know, like you can't sleep.
Yeah, that's why I stayed out.
Yeah, probably smart. Probably smart.
I was in and out. That was my first like in and out that fast kind of trade. I think I literally made $10 and I got out.
Yeah,
I was like, this isn't for me right now.
I did a put option on it.
Right.
I was up like 20, and then I was like, maybe I should get out of this. No. But I didn't, and then
and
it went the other way.
We talked about it, you know, I felt
Yeah, we were all hot on Kodak, and then it all of a sudden just started going crazy. Hotter news, Apple's at 107. Do you buy more? What do you do in this situation?
Because
I have a good amount of Apple right now.
Right.
I bought at 112 thinking, yeah, there's no way it's going to go below this.
Yeah.
And it is at 107. So obviously I'm not going to sell it, but do I buy more?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you do.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Like, because I keep thinking about Christmas. I'm like, what's this stock going to be at in December?
Right.
When nobody's going shopping and everybody's shopping online this year.
Totally.
Is that happening? You know what I mean?
I think, like, yeah, but I don't think any of the in-store stuff is going to be like it was. I do believe
same
online.
Same thing with GameStop. Remember we joked around, but GameStop, yeah. I was like, GameStop could be one, like, you have slept at GameStops before for your children.
Yeah.
That's going to happen still, I feel.
Yeah.
Socially distant, sleeping in parking lots. But Dom also said everything's kind of
it is today.
Not looking so hot.
Yeah, I'm looking at one Apple's daily, what it's doing today. What's it, the September 18th? I'm looking at what it's doing today, and I'm also looking at the yearly on it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess could be due for some more beat down. So I'm just trying to think about, like, what you're saying, like, averaging down. Because this is a stock you could
average
almost
down.
Safely average down on.
Right.
At least as safe as you could be in the stock market. Just trying to figure out where the bottom could be on it.
But that's what I mean. Like, what is the bottom? $75? It ain't going there, you think?
No, I think the bottom, I'm not an analyst, but I would say $98 is probably the bottom. But I don't know. I'm not a professional.
We're not far away.
A good reliable news source is really important when you're trying to figure out what your next move should be. For me, I bounce around 4 or 5 different ones in the morning before I even open up E-Trade. I need to get a grip on the overall market before I even think about making a trade. Now, not all news is real, obviously, we know this, but most news will move a stock. The more volatile a stock is already, now combined with a really nice press release, let's just say that's a recipe for some really big potential gains.
Right.
I want to talk about news because there are so many different outlets out there, and you pull from all these different sources. I know myself, like, I'm waking up, I'm reading the Wall Street Journal. That's the first thing I do. I'll visit Barron's. I'll open up MarketWatch. I click through all the latest news. I see what's moving the markets and whatnot. How about you? What do you dive into?
I watch the Squawk Box. Yeah, I watch that. I watch Bloomberg. Then, I mean, I'm in that chat, that Discord chat with Mike.
Right.
So all those guys are usually up saying, like, good morning, good morning. And they're all, like, talking about what they're looking at. So
what do you try and take away from that?
Storylines for me.
You're like, the storyline.
I feel
guy.
I feel like a lot of people are like that. Like,
yeah.
Even if you're a strategy guy like Dom or yourself, where you come in with a plan, like there still is the headline aspect where you're like, this could do something.
And you're talking like the hot headline, like it happens, you do it then.
Yeah, yeah. Like the day that they said the word Moderna on the Today Show, I was like, I'm buying it right now.
Yeah.
She just said it. Savannah Guthrie said it. I'm in. You know?
Yeah. And that makes
sense. Thank God I didn't, because I was about to buy it for like $90. And now
Moderna's at $67.30 at the moment.
Wow.
Would have been sick, you know? So that's why I should short stocks, because every time I get in, I feel like they go down.
But then the opposite would happen.
That would have been a great one.
That would have been the first time the opposite happened.
I do want to get more into the, like, I like the storylines, but I am, like, a little jealous when you guys are talking, like, when I see this candlestick, it pisses me off and I want to get out. Like, I want to see that candlestick, you know? I want to get pissed. I want to be pissed at the candlesticks, too.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll take you much.
Yeah. But that's my news store stuff. And then I go to Twitter, too, like I said.
Yeah. Before we hit Twitter, because we're hitting Twitter. Yeah, believe it or not, we're going in. But before we do that, Dom, is there any news that you look into?
Yes. So now mainly OTCs. That's what I'm focusing to get good at. I go to the OTCmarkets.com. I probably should check more than that, but I mean, I'm also in the Sykes chat. Some of those guys post news. But the first thing I do in the morning is I go to OTCmarkets.com.
Yeah.
I look at the news releases. And then this is also kind of crucial. You have to look on this website for the news releases and then also the SEC filings, because sometimes one of these companies will post an SEC filing that is a news report, like an 8K or a 6K is the document it's called, which is a news filing. But then the news wire won't get it because there's lots of weird inefficiencies in this market. So you have to check both and, you know, sift through the trash and be like, maybe this news does have legs. But I don't put too much into the news until it's like, if it's late day and it's green with good news, that's the only time I'll truly actually care about news. And then that's where Twitter comes in.
Oh, yeah. So let's segue.
I also wonder how many people get their news from like the Weeble comment section of that stock. You know, what a dark place that is. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have ever been in there.
I haven't.
My brief time with Weeble, I did see it.
Talk about like this is where you go to start your pumping career. Like it's in the comment section.
On the app?
On Weeble. But like, so I'm in Kodak right now, you could scroll down. And it has news, you know, and you could click there and see any news that's going on. You can also click comments, people talking about it, and what a twisted place to spend time. Not like the vultures are now gathering, you know, like that's one right now. Isaac says, why is it going down? You're like, dude, we know it's going down. We don't need you to explain it to you. Somebody explain it to me.
StockTwits is also another good thing for news.
StockTwits is
because the comments.
I've never used it. My buddy of mine used it.
It's decent for news. However, can also be a very dark place.
Such a dark place. There are some. We'll get into some free Discord ones too that I've gotten, and it's like equally as dark as Twitter sometimes.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what chat you're in, because I do think like for me the Steady Trade chat it rocks. But, you know, like I said, had to depart, unfortunately.
I'm in Investor Traders Discord. It comes with his, like, mentorship program. So that's, there are, like, I feel like if you sign up for a mentorship program and you're in a chat, like, you're taking it serious. You're not there to really fuck off or anything. But there are some, like, TikTokers who are now, like, it's almost equal to Twitter, like, what we're going to talk about with Twitter. There's, like, TikTok pumpers now.
Right.
And they have a following of like some have like, dude, like 27,000, 30,000, 40,000 followers.
It's crazy.
Who follow them. They're like, yo, join my free Discord, you know? And so you go in there and it's like, you know, it's like walking into the boys' room for the first time. And it's like all the urinals are together. Like, I don't know where to go. Huh. Yeah. So if you ever been there,
I relate.
It's a European joke, man. Ace would get it. The image I'm trying to create is no urinals. You know that like big silver line?
Oh, I hate
the
that.
The trough.
I hate that.
That's what I mean. It's like that feeling.
Trough is the worst.
When you walk in a bathroom and it's the trough style, you're like, you know what? I don't have to piss anymore. Yeah. I actually don't have to go.
Yeah.
That's the feeling I get when I go into a TikTok pumpers Discord. Same thing. Keep it or cut this out if you want, but I just had to get that image out there.
I hate that.
I hate that too. That's the feeling. You're like, ah, shit, stinks in here. There's fucking God. There's like this guy's name is Ted. Yeah. Big time. He's wearing suspenders.
Big Ted's right next
Big
to you.
Ted's
and
got
he doesn't
suspenders
care.
On. Yeah, back of his shirt says like, you disrespect this flag, I'll help you pack. And I'm like, yeah, like.
That's actually kind of.
No kidding.
At least it's nice. He'll help you pack.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
It's not
I've
violent.
I've seen worse.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So Ted's got a soft side.
Yeah. Ted's got a soft. He's a big bear.
Yeah.
But pissing next to him in a trough isn't my style. Got a little off topic here.
I feel that. So while we're here and we're talking about Ted, let's talk about pumping. Okay. I feel like it segues into pumping.
Yeah.
I want to like. Put out there. I've talked to a lot of people other than just you guys that are like, oh, I heard this stock's going to pop. It's going to blow. This is what these people are saying on Twitter or these people are saying in this chat. It's like pumping is a real thing. And fallen for it. We've all fallen for it.
Yeah.
I know I bought CTRM because it was going to the moon with rocket emojis. Like
it I was, love it there.
Yeah, it's great. And it's basically when somebody is like, okay, I'm going to find this real cheap stock, I'm gonna yell about it to my followers. You got the like, if Nick Brazzese right here was a pumper, he's got the blue check mark, perfect,
right?
Perfect. People already believe you,
right?
They already think you know what you're talking about.
Hmm?
So all you have to do is say, dude, buy a ton of CTRM, it's going to the moon. The company, I heard they're gonna ship rockets. They're going to ship rockets.
They're going to ship the COVID vaccine.
They're shipping
with their
it.
EV ship.
And then it's going to fly.
Elon's picking it up in his own car and driving it to Dr. Fauci's house with this cell.
But he's like, he's on the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where Tesla's new headquarters is, on their ship.
Yeah, they're in the ocean.
So buy it. It's only trading at 34 cents right now.
Right.
So then you buy a bunch of it right before you do that. And then all these people are like, oh my God, he's got a blue check mark. He knows what he's talking about. I'm buying it. The stock price goes up. And then you as the pumper then have made a lot of money and now you can pull out.
Right.
Although it's not legal, it's very common. And if you have gambler blood like Nick, it makes it way more fun. Seeing a stock go from pennies to dollars is very exciting, especially if you bought in on the low end. However, this is very dangerous at the same time. You might hope for a stock to not really be at the top when it is. You might be saying to yourself, everybody on Twitter is saying it's going to keep going, the rocket emojis are flying to the moon. That's usually when I know it's time to pull out if I haven't already. But that doesn't mean it's right. I usually err on the side of caution, and that will sometimes prevent me from catching that second bounce. TikTok, all that stuff. It's crazy. I still can't wait to see what's actually going to happen with it because it's been such a hot topic in the market lately. It's pretty much taken over all news sources. I mean, you put on Bloomberg and you can't go 7 minutes without hearing them talk about TikTok, Oracle, Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Like all of this is just consuming everything. Even in every press conference, Donald Trump's talking about TikTok. Right. It's like, it doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. And it's such a big marketing tool for companies, you know, like so many people are on it, so many users. It's like,
yeah. And think how many more users are they going to get? I mean, this is conspiracy John Kay moment right here.
Right.
Like, I feel like maybe he should be here for this moment. But like, think about this. If they're saying they're going to ban TikTok by Sunday, what's that going to make everybody do? You're not going to be able to download it after Sunday. Naturally,
I'm grandfathered in, I think.
Right. If you're hearing TikTok all the time, you're gonna be like, I gotta download it now because I'm not ever gonna be able to get it again.
Right.
So how many people are going out there trying to get TikTok, and how many people, like, since all of this started happening, how many people jumped on board? So like, if you think about it, like, they're only, all of this is like marketing for them. It's all free marketing,
right?
That is at the top of every single source of news. So what's really
like, why is this growing so much? Like, who is this for?
I know.
Like,
I
why
know.
Wouldn't they just keep it? Like, it's a social media service.
Totally.
Like, it should be like, yeah, you know, we're worried about national security, so that's why right. we're going to figure this out. It shouldn't be on the tip of everyone's tongue all yeah. day.
And these companies definitely want to get in because it's going to move their stock so much. I mean, like, when Snapchat had their IPO and they like released it to the public, like that thing shot up so high. It was like insane. You know, like, and if you can potentially do that for your company, you know, it's going to be ruthless. I don't know. It feels like it changes like the weather. Like tomorrow he could come out and be like, you know what? I went over the deal and it's great. And, you know, Kodak's going to buy it.
This is what I think. I'm going to segue into my third topic here. Because of this, because I feel like maybe it ties in. Third right. topic is Halloween. It's Halloween. Welcome. Halloween is early this year.
Yeah, I love
because
it.
Because I don't know if you guys know. I don't know if you're celebrating it. I know a lot Always. Of people are. But today is the quadruple witching day. You know what quadruple
Explain.
Witching?
No.
It is where, okay, quadruple witching day happens.
Quadruple means four.
Four. That's it. He explained it. Quadruple witching day happens once a quarter, all right? Now, this is where stock index futures, stock index options, single stock futures, and stock options all expire on the same day. Because all of these things expire, everything has to get closed out. Everything has to get executed and then rebought.
Okay.
So it makes things go crazy. And on these days, it's very typical for it to be extremely volatile.
Which day are we talking about exactly?
Today.
Today?
Today.
You're telling me right now on the podcast?
It's going to add so much craze and volatility to what's Whatever, already stop. Happening. And then on top of the quadruple witching day thing where everything's already going crazy, I don't know, you could make a ton of money if it right. shoots up because it could potentially jump like an outrageous amount. And then after that, it's going to fall off next week, the beginning of next week.
It's going to open
for
down.
These things that crush is going to go down because it's going to be massive. Like, you know, it's got to re-regulate. It's got to readjust to balance out.
And you're talking about Oracle here?
I'm talking about in general, across the board. But like, I mean, that plays into it for right. sure.
Stimulus news would be fantastic.
There's right a now. Lot of things that could happen today.
Then all those senators could exercise their options because we all know they got them.
Oh my God.
I got options.
Oh my God.
Everybody's making money, you know?
You're the conspiracy guy. You should be the conspiracy guy who brings up conspiracy things. All, right, all so, the senators.
John Kay would be like, well, TikTok's already ran by actual aliens, so it's up to them.
You're right.
Huh? What?
He's deeper. He's deeper than me.
What were you talking about?
Oracle. The Oracle. Tim Sykes strategy.
We're talking about witching day.
Yeah, witching day. That's so crazy. I never even knew that was a real thing.
Happens four times a year. Quadruple witching day. I think it's a really interesting thing.
Very interesting.
And everything you learn, you know, anybody who's listening to this, and even for ourselves, learning is the most important thing. There's so much to learn in this. You know, I think a lot of it seems like gambling sometimes. And, you know, we joke about it because it's fun to talk about it like that. But at heart, you know, you're not trying to gamble. You're not trying to gamble your money. You're trying to be smart with your money. You're trying to know the correct things to do. You're trying to build a future.
Right.
And the more you learn and the more you understand why a market moves, the better chance you're going to have 10 years from now, 20 years from now, to be a little bit more free. And I think that's the goal for everyone here, at least in this room. We're not trying to make $1 million overnight. We're trying to be have a little stability in a very uncertain time. And I think that's
especially
really,
like what you said, where we come from, you know, like our industry,
the music industry,
and our industry is going to be the last one to come back. You know, it's just the way it is, like packing out shows at the TLA or the Electric Factory is a long time away,
that's
you
the
know,
truth.
And who the hell knows? And you're right. Like if we could be a little bit, have a little bit of stability in this weird time, then what else is there? Everything's closed, you know?
It's also nice to learn a new skill.
Right. Totally.
Because also, truthfully, in the back of my mind, I'm always like, when am I going to be able to retire? I can't play shows when I'm like 70. I can't play shows when I'm 60.
Or can you? I had a hair like that, dude. You could rock the stage at 65.
But what saying. I'm getting
Look
at is
Dom looks like he's in La Bamba.
I feel that. But what I'm getting at here is having an alternative income like this, like in the market, and you do it correctly, and you're smart with your money, and you're patient with your money, you can trade forever. You could do that forever, and you know, not have to rely on playing shows when I'm 50 years old, being like, I hope people still want to come.
Yeah, hope my back doesn't give out during the second song.
Yeah, yeah, like it seems like a no-brainer to me. I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode of Punk Stock. We had a great time, as usual. Hopefully it was a little bit informative. Hopefully it was entertaining, because that's all it is. It's definitely not financial advice or anything like that. Just entertainment. Hopefully you enjoyed. And yeah, tune in again. We'll see you soon. Until then, I'll be holding Walmart, hoping that things go the way I want.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.